God of all the earth, be present with us now in each of our homes as we connect together. Build us into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to you through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer and Healer. God, our refuge, we come to you with open hands, some of us with hearts full of questions, some of us bruised by bereavement, some of us fearful of what the future holds, all of us stunned by the events of this year. Draw close to us now in each of our homes as we place our honest questions and hopes into your open, resurrected, yet scarred hands. Amen.
Psalm 31, 1 to 5 and 15 to 16. I come to you, Lord, for protection. Never let me be defeated. You are a righteous God. Save me, I pray. Hear me, save me now. Be my refuge to protect me, my defence to save me. You are my refuge and defence. Guide me and lead me as you have promised. Keep me safe from the trap that has been set for me and shelter me from danger. I place myself in your care. You will save me, Lord. You are a faithful God. I am always in your care. Save me from my enemies, from those who persecute me. Look on your servant with kindness and save me in your constant love.
Look at your hands. Have a good look. However your hands look to you, they are most certainly clean in these days of regular hand washing to prevent spreading the coronavirus. Our hands really are the most remarkable and useful tools, involved in so much of what we do and how we do things, even in these days of social distancing. The psalmist writes of committing his spirit into God's hands and at times of being in God's hands. He also describes his desire to be delivered from the hands of his oppressors and from a hidden, invisible net that threatens to entangle him. Our hands have become even more significant in these days of physical distance. We might long to hold the person of a hand we can no longer touch. We pray for the hands of medics to bring healing and comfort. We are grateful for hands stacking shelves and delivering groceries and post. And we are extra wary of everything our hands touch that comes from outside our own home. During Christian Aid Week, we could also have thought of how our hands were far from idle. Though not handing out envelopes or hosting big breakfast or the many things we usually busy ourselves with this week, our hands could still reach out virtually to our neighbours around the world. Neighbours in refugee camps and cramped living conditions, neighbours without adequate hand-washing facilities, neighbours who face the devastating impact of coronavirus with even less of the medical resources we have struggled to access here. We reach out by clasping our hands together in prayer for our neighbours and holding our hands open before God as we declare our needs and concerns for their well-being and our own. A prayer of confession, confident of God's gracious forgiveness. As we turn on a tap, we turn our hearts towards you, O God. As we wet our hands, renew our thoughts so that we might be transformed. As we lather soap between fingers and over all our hands, purge from us all that brings us harm and might harm others. Remove the invisible guilt and shame that so often keeps us from you. As we rinse our hands, we trust in your overflowing grace, making all things new. Amen.